Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good evening. It's Sunday Night Live. And of course, I'm John Hollis. I want to thank everybody tuning in tonight. We have a great show ahead of us. I want to give you a little backstory on this whole situation that we're going to be talking about tonight with Joe Wilkinson. Joe was one of my first guests. I don't want to say my first guest, but one of them back in 2009 on the podcast, and we were on WNN 1470 AM out of Gov, but we were hooked up to the podcast for the first time. And so he was like one of the very first podcasts that we did along with streaming on WNN 1470 AM and Beasley Broadcasting. And a very, very cool situation to have Joe back on with us tonight. If you don't know, Joe just released a new song, and he's a great, great artist, not only singer-songwriter, but he's a gentleman that can really play a guitar. It's an amazing, amazing guy. When he grabs a guitar and he goes out on stage, he can whoop up a crowd, and it's a beautiful thing to listen to Joe play. His song, Last Breath of Life, which is part of Watson House Music, was just released on the 14th. I was just checking out some of the numbers. He's creeping over 3,000 on YouTube. So you can find it on YouTube, Watson House Music. You can check that out. There you can also buy it. And it's on Spotify. There's, you know, you got Amazon, you got iTunes. Everything is there. And I ask people to support artists, you know. They put a lot of time and a lot of effort into doing their music and creating their music. And I think that I'm really interested in hearing how this all got created, because you can feel it, you know. And then it was dedicated to his mom and Mo at the end. We're going to find out more about that too. But I want to, of course, invite you to check out Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. You can also go to musickingdomradio.com and check us out there. That is the home of Rockers in Recovery. I also would like to invite anybody that would like to call in. Of course, the call-in number is 563-999-3472. They want to say hello to Joe. They're more than welcome to do that. And at this point, what I want to do is bring Joe on, and let's get this show on the road. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me, man.
Listen, it's a beautiful thing. And, I forgot to also say that we did go to the same high school, too.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Quite a few years ago.
Yeah. Quite a few. There's a lot of great from that.
And I just want to say thanks for reminding me about the first time I was on your show, too, because that was quite a few years ago as well. But, yeah, it was a great experience back then. And, I just thank you again for having me this time as well.
Listen, it was great. And when I heard the song, I was so impressed. I mean, you put a lot of heart and a lot of soul into this. Give us a little backstory on, what was the creation part of this? What brought it to you, and why was it important for you to write what you wrote?
Well, Last Breath of Life is, I have never released a solo album, so I have amassed quite a body of songs of my own. Over the last 20 years, really. It's funny. It's kind of like fate happened. I've always wanted to record my own music. And I kind of wanted to do it, the way I've always envisioned it, kind of organic. But it takes a lot of time, a lot of money. That's a similar story. Everything gets more expensive, and hiring musicians and everything else. But what happened was last year here in LA, I had a little trio, a little blues band together, and we were playing and doing some gigs. And I met a mutual friend through a friend, and his name is Derek Kelly. And we hit it off, and he's a really cool guy, great singer, great musician. And I was hanging with a bunch of South Bay, Los Angeles musicians, and you know, I was telling Derek, you know, I have all these songs. So he's like, oh, I got a friend of mine who you know, built a home studio, and he caters to musicians. Just because he's generous and a kind human being, and he's, he caters to musicians to come and record for nothing. So, you know, that sounded good to me. You know, Derek brought me up to Pasadena to meet Steve Watson. Steve is he's the vice president of CBS. He's in the entertainment industry. And he's also a great musician, great guitar player, plays piano. And he used to play guitar in the Beastie Boys in the late 90s. So, yeah. So I met him, and we hit it off. And then the next time I went back, I started playing some of my songs for him. And we started recording, I think it was last July. And we've worked on a bunch of songs. But I think it was sometime around October, I started recording what was going to turn out to be Last Breath of Life for him. And you know, just me on acoustic guitar, just trying to get a rough track going, see, you know, what we can do with it. And he, you know, said, hey, come back into the control room and listen to this, you know, and we listened to it, just my vocal and my guitar. And he turns around and he says, Joe, that's your first single. But not only your first single, I want to make a video of this song. So a meeting through a mutual friend and meeting Steve Watson, who started Watson House Music, and that's his YouTube channel. And that's where all my stuff is going to be coming out of. But it all just started out of fate. I mean, this is like the perfect setup, you know, because Steve is, you know, he's got a great ear. He's my producer. He's my engineer. And he really, you know, really truly believes in my songs. He's heard a bunch of them, not all of them, because I have a lot more, but I think we're off to a really good start. You know, I'm really happy. It's a perfect time in my life, you know. Really couldn't happen at a better time for me. And, you know, we're just excited to see where we can take all of this. You know, we didn't really start with any expectations. You know, we just want to do it solely to put some good music out and put my songs out to the universe to see how people respond to them. And that's, you know, that's where we're at with it. And I think, you know, I mean, we're off to a pretty good start. I'm like, we're both really excited. So,
what's your feedback cool so thing, far?
What's that?
What's your feedback been as far as your reception of the song?
It's been really overwhelming, actually. I've been getting a lot of great comments. A lot of my friends, my peers, my, you know, musical compadres, everybody seems to really dig it. And, you know, I couldn't ask for any more. You know, I mean, I really, I'm very humbled. I'm very grateful to, you know, put a solo song out of my own finally. You know, I've always been the guitar player in lots of other bands. And, you know, so, yeah.
You are really. I mean, so, you're a very talented musician. You're a very talented singer and songwriter. And you can just hear it right off this first song, because I had never heard any of, you know, your own music, and now it's debuting and it's starting to come out, and it's starting to come out just how raw you really are. And that brings me to my next question, because I think it's important when you're writing music. From everybody that I've ever talked to that's a writer, they tend to create what's going on inside of them and empty it out for people to see it. So did you see it as opening yourself, especially this song, did you see it opening yourself up in a new way?
In a huge way, actually. I mean, this song is very personal. It's basically Last Breath of Life. It's about mortality, and it's autobiographical. You know, the lyrics are me kind of writing a letter to myself, you know. You know, don't walk through the door, just try to believe, you know, it's just saying, don't give up, you know, just keep at it. You know, it's, there's so many cliches I could use, but it's basically, it's kind of my own battle cry, really. All the ups and downs in life, everybody has them. You know, I'm no different. But for me, you know, it's released because of Steve and his producing and him just knowing and feeling something that he felt from it immediately. You know, I didn't start recording with him to release a single. I thought we were just going to record a bunch of songs and I was going to make like an album, you know, but it turned into let's release this as a single. So, yeah, it was definitely opening myself up, you know, the vulnerability. I've never experienced, you know, I could always like hide behind a guitar, you know, on any given night. But this is, you know, a new experience. And like I said, I think I'm at the point in my life where, you know, it's going to help me to get along and open up and, you know, just stay the course. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. You know, we all have to, you know, try to unite and not divide. And if somebody can, you know, read into the lyrics I wrote to heal myself, you know, then I guess my job as a songwriter, I'm doing it all right, you know. But the response has been really overwhelming, and I really, really appreciate people listening to it and, you know, and just enjoying it. It's been a labor of love. You know, I love playing music. I love writing. And now I'm seeing to be off to a good start with a whole bunch of more music coming. I would say within the next year, a lot more. So it's a good thing.
Yes, it is. And when you start to look at the overall Joe Wilkinson history, okay, so you started playing music at a young age, and you became very talented at it, and you moved forward. And now, living on the East or the West Coast, and you have a family, you have kids.
Yeah.
I mean, those things, you know what I mean? They change us, you know what I mean? They make us totally different than what we were when we were running around in high school half-baked, you know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah, man. Yeah, no, it's priorities. You know, my priorities in life are straight. You know, my daughters are my world. You know, and everything I try and do, they're in the back of my mind. You know, I'm not out with any kind of bad intentions to try and, you know, launch some kind of, you know, rock star lifestyle band deal again. I just want to continue to record my songs. I have a lot more to go, and you know, that's what's important to me, and having those priorities is my foundation, you know. It keeps me in line.
So. Well, and it's part, you said it earlier about bringing people together and not dividing them, and we're in a world today that's all they want to do is divide.
Yeah.
Divide and conquer. And you know something, if you can, may it be, you know, your music, my podcast, whatever it may be, if we can all join together and work together, we can carry a message of hope that life is going to be different. And it's different for us. I mean, we're sitting here talking about it. Things have changed over the years, but we're still sitting here and we're still doing the same thing and we're still going at it. Because I believe that all of us are given talents to be able to create, and some happen quicker than others.
Right. You know, and you know, you know, when you experience tragedy, whether it's family, friends, you know, it doesn't ever go away. You just have to, you know, for me, music is the only thing that makes me feel like I can heal myself from within, you know. And I don't know why that is. I guess it's just because I love it so much. But some people play sports, you know, other people paint. Just for me, I've never lost that passion when I pick up a guitar. I've been playing a lot more acoustic these days. So I'm, you know, a little bit more mellow, not, you know, not putting electric guitars through the LAT amplifiers at home or anything like that. But, it's kind of, yeah, right. you know, but it's cool. I mean, because I guess what I'm trying to say is I am mellowing with age, you know? And that's why I said before that I feel like I'm in a really good spot in life to open myself up to get these songs out there, you know? I think that's important. You know, if I didn't feel right about it, I probably wouldn't want to release anything, just record them and then sit on them for another 5 years or whatever. But I'm really in the mode where I want to record and release, you know, record more songs. Yeah.
I was just reading something about the whole fear aspect, you know what I mean? Fear and getting involved in things that, you know, your mind tells you, you know, don't do that. You know, it won't be accepted. It won't be this. It won't be that. But it's on your heart. You know what I mean? And the more you sit on it, the more painful it becomes. So here you are opening up and letting out, and people get to enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be in fear of any of it.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, with this first single and the video, we shot the video on the beach in Malibu at this place called El Matador Park. And my daughters, Jade and Scarlett, they're in just a little short clip of it. One of the clips where my back is to the camera, you see two little girls playing in the with the seashells and stuff. That's my daughters, by the way. So that was very cool experience to have them there. Yeah, it was really cool.
At the end of the video, it says for Mom and Mo. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, my mom passed away in 2018, and that's, you know, hard for my family and myself to have to come to grips with, you know, as any family. She, you know, my mom was our rock, you know. She was great, great lady, well-loved, and certainly dearly missed. And then it was Steve's idea to do a memorial at the end of the video, you know, and I said, well, let's do it for Mom. And Mo is his brother. So that was a memorial for my mom and his brother. And then we put the credits on there, the musicians. So I told you, Steve's a great, fine musician himself, and he's played with a lot of people. But one of his really great friends is this drummer. His name is Frito Ortiz, and Steve got him to play drums on this track. And actually, Steve is the touring drummer with Los Lobos.
Okay.
So, So when he's around, he's going to be involved with my music. And then we had a pedal steel giant. I mean, guys, he's incredible pedal steel guitar player. His name is Buck Reed. He lives in Nashville, originally from New York, but he's been in Nashville for a long time, and he is actually in Lyle Lovett's large band.
Okay.
So to meet somebody like Steve, bring him my songs, and then he gets these guys to track was like a dream come true, really. I felt like a kid in a candy store. I really did. I was like, you got to be kidding me, you know?
You were talking
and it's
about
just all fate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you talking,
exactly.
And when you see that start to unfold in your life, it's almost, I call them God goosebumps. You know it.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
It's just all coming together.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, Frito came over to the studio, and 3 hours later we had the drum track, and he was just a sweetheart of a guy, and there's no ego, and just amazing, amazing feel and a great pocket drummer. And I mean, you know, he plays with Los Lobos, so I don't really have to elaborate, you know, any further than that, you know, because they're a world renowned band and play lots of different kinds of styles and stuff. So, and then as well as Buck too. Buck's played with a lot of people, I think like Leanne Rimes and like a lot of country artists, but just beautiful. What he did on that track, man, it just brought the whole thing to life, you know. And then, you know, Steve and I, Steve basically mixed it. I mean, we mixed that song, I kid you not, John, probably at least 12 to 15 times. Just little things here and there, back and forth. And then, the video as well, was edited and re-edited about 10 times. There's a gentleman who also works for CBS. He's the video editor at Entertainment Tonight. His name is Rob Phillips, and he did the he shot the video. So him and Steve have had a working relationship for a long time, and that's how that all came about. And then we just went back and forth with that as well. And then finally, you know, I was up at the studio, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, and me and Steve, you know, put it up on the big screen, and we were like, there it is, you know. And we're very, like I said, we're very happy with it. I mean, it's our the beginning of our working collaboration, and hopefully many songs and many years more, you know, God willing.
Absolutely. Joe, I want to, of course, go out with Last Breath of Life, but I also want to thank you for being on our show today. I also want you to just let people know where they can get the song. They can listen to the song, but they can also get the song, because there are links on the YouTube channel for them to, you know, of course, download it. So, and I think that's important. Yeah. You know, you can't do these things without, you know, without financial assistance. And how do you do that? You put your music out and people buy it. So tell them how to do that.
Exactly. Well, there's a couple things. I just want to add also, there's a record coming out from a band in New Jersey called the Cosmic American Derelicts, who, if you remember the first time I was on your show, we were plugging a gig at the Chance that we played way back when. So the Cosmic American Derelicts, they have a double CD coming out in the next couple months, and I play guitar on it, I sing on some songs, and also great British blues singer Terry Reed sings on some songs, and Cindy Kastaller plays some lap steel on some of the stuff, and it's a great record. It's really kind of like R&B and bluesy and rootsy rock, and I think people are going to really love it. So that's CosmicAmericanDerelicts.com, and they have a YouTube channel as well. And then my song, Last Breath of Life, Watson House Music on YouTube is where you can go to watch the video, and please subscribe to Steve's channel. There's going to be lots more music coming out. And then also it's on all streaming platforms, Amazon, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, and I think about another 20 that I don't even know off the top of my head, but it's on a bunch. You can find it pretty much anywhere, you know, the single or watch the video on YouTube for sure.
Well, you know, anybody that finds themselves attracted to what Joe's doing, please don't hesitate to go to Watson House Music on YouTube and join. You know, once you start to release other songs, you'll be the first ones to get them. This is a great opportunity to hear a great guy that's doing some great music, and he's giving of himself. That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And I also want to take the time, because I didn't know about your mom. I want to give my condolences to you and to Tim and the rest of your family. And
I appreciate that.
You know something? I believe today when I lost my mom and dad, they're now up there and they're looking down on me, and they're proud. They're proud of the things that I do, and they're proud. And your mom and your family that are the, you know, dearly departed are in the same thing. Beautiful music. And I will have back future. Just let me know, and I'm here to help in any way I can, Joe.
Well, I appreciate that, John. That's very kind of you, and I really appreciate you getting in touch with me when you saw the single out. That was very cool to hear from you again.
Yeah, it was great. And there's the dog. The dog said it's time to go, Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you again for being on. We're going to listen to Last Breath of Life. And you know how to contact Joe now. And you can also check him out on Facebook, too. So listen.
Correct.
Have a great night. And, Joe, thank you for being on tonight. And last but not least, anything you want to say before you go?
Well, just, big, big thanks for everybody and the reception for the single and the video, and just be on the lookout for more stuff. I'm going to put a bunch more songs out, in the coming months. I've already started about 7 or 8 songs, so we're going to be working on those, and then I have a bunch more that I want to, you know, get down, and it's just all about putting stuff out at this point, you know, for me.
Beautiful stuff. Thanks for being on the show, Joe. God bless you. God bless the family, and most importantly, stay safe and keep trucking along, brother.
Right on, John. You as well. God bless, brother.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. Of course. This is, you know, great show. I love when I'm able to interview people that, you know, are, you know, very talented, but most importantly, they're down to earth. And Joe's one of those guys. He's down to earth. And, you know, he wants to share what's coming out of him with others. And what's coming out of him is stuff like this, Last Breath of Life. You guys check it out and have a great night.
Just try to believe troubles will pass. In time you will see. Please don't deceive. Right in the tide till the last breath of life. And so they might say your best days are gone, but they can't relate to hope shattered and torn. Please don't depend the spirits that fly right through the night until the last breath of life. With a cup that is full, doing all right. Lost souls their own to find their true light. Please don't defend, try to conceal a love that's been broken from a tragedy's wheel. Is to heal one's past sorrows. from the great Southern Union to the fields of tomorrow. Let it all go. Hang on to your pride. Your family, they need you till the last breath of life. Your family, they need you till the last breath of life.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.